bud.
Hey, bud.
We are back. Jenna, hi.
What's up?
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Brock?
Good. All right. So we've already dived into the conundrum from Oscar Blues Brewery.
That's correct. Out of Colorado. Yes. They do have a couple other locations. They've got North Carolina and also Austin, Texas.
Very
they
nice.
Are building a brewery there.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Austin is awesome. Their slogan is "Keep Austin Weird."
I love it.
That is.
I should move there.
That's a fun place. It's good. And it is weird. All
I
right.
I should just move there.
So what do we got next here?
Okay. So now we're going to go into some unique kind of fun beers from them in this pack right now. We have the Pinner, which is their throwback IPA, which essentially is their session IPA.
Cool.
Easy drinking. Again, if you're looking for something with a little bit hop character to it, mm-hmm. but don't want a ton of ABV. Don't want it to be a big, big, bold beer. It's a really session IPA. A
little less filling
yes,
than some of the other ones.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
So you still look good in the bikini.
Yes, it's bathing suit approved.
Oh, all right. I'm going to grab that one. Here we go. I like the can.
I do
it's
too.
Got kind of a cool, like old school
right,
look to it.
Right, they're their whole throwback.
Yeah,
the throwback.
Yeah. All right, cheers.
Is that nice?
That is really nice. That is really, really nice.
It's one of my faves for sure. They hit a home run with this one,
they
I feel.
They did. Nicely done. Throwing it back.
Mm-hmm.
IPA style.
IPA.
I like it.
All right.
So this one, as soon as I saw the can, oh my Lord. All right, so I'm going to let you say it.
Okay, so this is Old Chub, and it's a Scotch Ale. And you know, Scotch Ales are really, really great. And I love Scotch Ales. Mm-hmm. You don't see them like a whole lot, I feel like. I mean, you got a few that are like well known in the area. But you know, you just don't see them like in packages.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever had a Scotch Ale.
Yeah, they're good. You'll like it.
What, with the name like Old Chub, how can I not?
I was like, okay, excellent.
That's going to be my nickname as I get older. Ah, that's Old Chub coming through. That's fantastic. All right. So Scotch Ale, I mean, this I feel like a dumb question, but is it made with scotch?
So essentially, Scotch Ales are known as like they're strong ales. Mm-hmm. And their brewing process is the same, but they just do some different things in that brewing process. Longer in the boil, they caramelize some of the malts. That's where you get like the caramelization flavors to it. And yeah, it's deep in copper, usually higher ABV.
Yeah,
strong ales usually
it's got
are.
A nice color, nice yeah. kind of almost yep. like scotch color to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and there's like a little bit of like a tea-like bitterness to it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll correct myself. I have had a Scotch Ale before, but it was
okay.
in college, and all it was someone dropped a shot of scotch into a beer. Don't do that, kids.
No. Not smart drinking.
No.
We're just sampling, and it's always good to drink responsibly.
Responsibly.
So don't do that.
That's right.
Not
do
at
as,
all.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. I like that motto. I feel like that should be my life motto.
That's right. Put it on a bumper sticker and wear that bumper sticker everywhere. Well, this whole package is fantastic.
It's awesome.
And people can go get this now?
Yeah, definitely out in the liquor stores, mm-hmm. you know, package liquor stores, some grocery stores are carrying it. You know, definitely look for it. Oscar Blues. A little cool fact too, Oscar Blues located in Colorado, but they actually are an part owner of, I should say, Perrin Brewing Company in Michigan.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, so they've got the Michigan tie there. And then they just bought Cigar City too in Florida. Yeah, so they're kind of like becoming a little bit of a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And definitely people are picking these beers up because they're good.
Yeah, and like I said, everything I've tried here, there's some really nice kind of intro into IPAs.
Yep.
And I think something that if anyone is really curious about this and maybe dipping their toe into the IPA world.
Yep.
I mean, again, all of it was fantastic.
Yeah, they did a really nice job of this.
Yeah.
There's some other brands available that, you know, are by themselves, not mm-hmm. just in the variety pack.
Yeah.
So if you really like one of these, you can find it, you know, in
get
a
sixer.
Pack.
There mm-hmm. you go.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, go get yours. Drink it up responsibly.
Responsibly.
Always, of course. And as always, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brock. I appreciate it.
It's always great having you in here.
It's great being
I always
here.
Feel bubbly after you leave.
So
that,
fun.
That may be your personality or it may be...
It can be a little bubbly. a little bubbly in the beer. I'm not sure.
Oh, I love it. All right. So, again, go get your beer. Drink responsibly. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
We'll see you guys later.
Sounds good.